Hello everyone, it's Yana here, gentlemen, and it's the 1st of January in 2015. I'll have to practice saying that. I'm sure I'll have the usual difficulties when it comes to writing down the date. So it always takes me really long to get used to writing the year, and then almost immediately after I'm used to it, I have to get used to the next one. So here we go, 2015. Odd-numbered years are usually quite good, so we'll see. We've had a fairly quiet day today after our celebrations last night, which involved Simon and me playing Scrabble until very late. That's only because it takes me so long to come up with some words that don't actually score that much, so it's not really worth waiting that long. But I'm not very good playing Scrabble in English. I always wonder whether if we played it in German, would I be any better? Probably. I keep thinking of words that aren't English. Enough about how my brain works. And today was a little bit of a grey day, so we didn't really make it out of the house. I'm reserving that for tomorrow, when I'm going to take the kids into town, a few errands to run, and that'll give us the opportunity to have a bit of a run around and get some fresh air. But I have to say, now we're nearing the end of the holidays. The kids start again on Tuesday. They have an insect day on Monday, I guess. It's actually been a really good holiday. We've had a really lovely Christmas. I think it must have been the first Christmas that the kids decided what they wanted to have for Christmas, didn't change their mind sort of every week, and still wanted the same thing the week before Christmas, and they were both happy when they got their presents, so the main presents that they really, really wanted, when they unwrapped them. It was so lovely. They both had those cries of yay, that's what I wanted, which is great to hear. I think it was Big Rick or One Word who said, you know, as you grow up, it becomes more about not so much what you get, but how much the children enjoyed and getting them presents, and that's exactly how it was. It was just marvelous that they were enjoying it so much. And we've had a really nice family Christmas. I think it also helped that we'd already seen the family 2 weeks or so before then. So we'd had a bit of a family Christmas celebration because we couldn't all make it to get together at Christmas. So I think that was also really nice. Otherwise it was just really nice not to have anything planned. I say anything, we did go and see the pantomime, didn't we? Anything much planned, just to sort of completely recharge our batteries and almost get bored and do the stuff that we don't usually get to do. So we've certainly been playing lots with the children, and they've been doing their imaginative play involving dress up or sometimes not. And I've been working on my jigsaw, which is quite a hard one. I think it's the trickiest one I've ever done. There's a lot of sea and a lot of sky, and a lot of houses that look very similar, well, on the pieces anyway. But I'm working on that, and that's certainly not something that I usually get to do, because there's always something else to do in the evenings. And we've also managed to watch a lot of television films. Again, something else. We can go through a whole week usually without watching television because we're busy in the evenings. So it's nice to just relax on the sofa together and watch a film. I don't think we've seen that many rom-coms in the whole year as we managed to watch in the last week. It's been a good holiday, and it's been a good family time. So we're almost ready now to start the new year, which I'm sure it's going to be busy again. I have some ideas of what what will be coming up, but not entirely sure. There are quite a few variables, so we'll see how things work out this year. But then again, I didn't really expect 2014 to go as it did, so yeah, I guess it's always good to see. I have been trying to think of New Year's resolutions, but then I think, as I said last year, I tend to break them anyway. I was thinking I should do a little bit more cooking. I will be getting a new oven at some time soon. Yes, fuss, and I'm going to go into all of that. But it's going to take a bit longer to get this installed, but we should have that sometime in January. And I've been really looking forward to having that and thinking, I'm going to do a bit more cooking and cook different things and try out things, because I've always been collecting recipes, and I always think, oh, that looks really good and I can do that, and I want to try these things out, and then I just never get around to it. But I just wonder whether that's just another one of those things where now I've got the time, I'm actually quite happy to try out a different recipe and do something different. But I know once we're back at school and things are busy, and I guess the tried and tested things will come out, simply because I haven't got the time to even look at what ingredients do I need, and it's just too much hassle to be creative then, which is a shame. But also because the current oven I have doesn't work properly, I don't very much enjoy cooking, and especially not baking, which is a shame because I have always liked baking. So I'm hoping that this will get sorted out, and then we'll see. Luckily it's still the winter, so I should get away with doing a bit more baking. So that's one thing that I'm hoping to do. And the other thing that I quite like to do again is go swimming, because I've kind of neglected that over the last year or so. But whenever I go, I think, oh, this is great. I love swimming. So, yeah, we'll see. I think the secret is to possibly find someone I can go with, because it's always easier to motivate yourself if there's someone else waiting for you, isn't it? Rather than, you know, if it's just you, you can always find an excuse not to go. So, well, I can anyway. So these are the usual things that that I'm thinking of doing, and I want to see if I can fit them in. I've also learned that there's no point going, oh, I'm going to do this later. If you want to do it, you've just got to do it there and then. Otherwise, things crop up. Right, and with that, I should be getting back to clearing up the kitchen. And I wish all of you a very happy new year. And I hope it brings you a lot of wonderful things. And all the things you wish for, and possibly even things that you didn't think were possible, but all good, and a healthy one as well, because that's always most important. Everyone stays healthy, you and your families. Right, everyone, have a great 2015, and I'm sure I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.